Okay, welcome everybody. I'm online with some brothers and sisters. I want to bring a teaching today. I had a hard time titling this one, but I'm just going to call it The Outer Circle versus the Inner Circle of the Body of Christ. It'll make sense as we get going here. So I want to discuss the New Testament Body of Christ. Go to don'tperish.com, look up the gospel. It's how you enter the New Testament Body of Christ, the blood covenant, by the shed blood of Jesus, his resurrection, through repentance, coming out of all sin and false ways. By his Spirit, you're born again, leading you to holiness and obedience to the scriptures, not the culture and the church systems, and enduring to the end. I just kind of gave you a real short preach of the gospel there. That's how you enter it. And here's why I want to talk about this topic. In the modern day world we live in, internet and communications, there's many dangers and complications, and we have to discern very closely and with wisdom. Jesus said, be wise as a serpent, between the universal body of Christ, I'll talk about that in a minute, which is the outer circle, I'm calling it, and the local body, which is the inner circle. People that we're united to closely, we know them, we've met them, we've walked with them, they're proven. Let's go through this. So first, the universal body of Christ. The Catholic means universal. Universal means Catholic, not Roman Catholic. That's a pagan perversion. But Catholic means universal. This is the universal body of Christ that is all over the world. And this is maintained, created, and added to by none other than Jesus Christ himself. Matthew 16:18. Jesus said, and I say also unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my ecclesia. The word church is in the King James. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Did you notice who builds it? I will build my ecclesia. And I can prove it with other scriptures. The Bible always, or the Bible will interpret itself in most cases if we use other scripture. God himself is the one that adds to the body, this outer universal body. Acts 2:47. Praising God and having favor with all people, the Lord added to the ecclesia daily such as should be saved. So this ecclesia is all over the world. These are people we don't even know. They're his. We don't control that. We have no say over it. That is the outer circle. That is the universal worldwide body of Christ. You would call them, if they endure to the end, you would call them the elect that he's coming back for. And this is a work of God and God alone. So quite honestly, other than testing someone when they say they're of that, we have absolutely no part in this. We don't plant churches. That's a ridiculous modern day idea. We preach the gospel, God creates converts by the Spirit, and then they become a body. Men don't plant churches. That's how false churchianity does it. So the universal body of Christ is the ones that Christ calls, and they answer, and they're born by the gospel, and they're following him all over the world. And then we have this inner circle, and this is the local body of saints who gather. They're either face-to-face at all times, or they've been face-to-face. They know each other. They're accountable. They live life together. Even long distance, this is possible once you know someone. They're committed to each other. They're accountable. They're testable. They're teachable. They're proven together. And sin and things are dealt with. People either repent of their sins, or they're put out of the body. We see that in all over the New Testament. Ecclesia discipline. I almost said church discipline, but we like to use the word ecclesia. Here's an example of them. Acts 2:42-46. And they, talking about the saints, continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrines and fellowship. Let's stop right there. How do you know who's in this outer circle? They believe the biblical gospel. They're following and living and obeying the doctrines of the apostles in Christ. That's how we know who they are. Not churchianity, not the culture. And in breaking of bread and in prayers, and fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. Notice it was done by the apostles. Signs and wonders was for that time. And all that bleed were together and had all things in common. They sold their possessions and goods and parted them to men, all men, as every man had need. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. So that's an example of what was going on in Jerusalem. They were all living there. They were all together. They didn't sell everything they had. They sold things to help other people in need. I got two pieces of property. I only have need one. I sell it, give the abundance to the apostles. They were helping other saints with it. And so you can see the New Testament bodies all over the New Testament scriptures. Go look in the epistles. And then go look in Revelation. We're studying through this verse by verse as a body. Chapter 2 and chapter 3, where Jesus is talking to the seven bodies there. These are local bodies that had fellowship, accountability, leadership amongst themselves. This is different than the universal body all over the world. So I hope you can see a difference between that universal body that we don't even know, unless today with the internet, I get emails from all over the world. I know about some people. I can't tell you if there are true brothers and sisters. Some of them have good fruit. Some of them have rotten fruit. I've been deceived by people that say they are our sister, brothers and sisters, and they turn out they're not when you meet them in person. So we have to be very, very careful. And the internet opens us up. Phone and technology opens us up to this type of danger. And in a face-to-face local body, this can all be dealt with much better as you're living, testing, seeing, proving, correcting, edifying, exhorting, encouraging. This all happens better by God's design. I'll talk about that a little bit as we go. And in the New Testament body, this local body, God has biblical overseers, elders. Now, in this local body, men can indeed put sinful people out if they won't repent. Jesus in Matthew 18 gives us the formula: go alone, take others, take them before the whole body. If they won't repent, put them out. But no man today has the authority to put someone and say, you're not in the universal body of Christ, because we don't know where they are. We don't know what God's doing. They could be in big sin. They need to repent of it and later come through. We don't put people in and out of the universal body. That's God's job. The local body, we absolutely have say over this. Jesus gives us an example, Revelation 2:5, about dealing with local bodies. I just studied through this not long ago. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, repent and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. You lose your light, that's a candlestick of light, you're losing your hope of salvation. So Jesus warns them right there that the New Testament bodies get judged and get called out. So we don't have a say who's in the outside universal body. We definitely have a say who is in the local body. Let me give you an example. The local body. Believers that you know locally, that you've met face to face, that you're united to, they could go into sin, false doctrine. Per Romans 16:17 and other verses, you can leave them. You can separate from them. You could call them out and say, I can't walk with you. You're in sin. You have the liberty and actually the command of God to do so, to keep leaven out of your life and your home, Galatians 5:9. If I fall into false doctrine, my brothers and sisters are going to leave me if I won't repent. You have every bit of say of who you're united to locally. You don't have any say about the broader universal body. These verses here that I'm going to read to you are kind of an example. Now, this is kind of a vague example. I get it, but bear with me here. These are kind of an example of the inner body and maybe an outer body. Mark 9, 38 and 40 through 40. And John answered, saying, Master, talking to Jesus, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and he followed not us. And we forbade him, because he followed not us. But Jesus said, forbid him not. For there is no man which shall do a miracle in my name that cannot lightly speak of me. For he that is not against us is on our part. So I know it's kind of a loose example, but I think that is an example of they were walking together with Jesus. This guy's doing stuff outside of their body in Jesus' name. And so it's kind of what we see going on. We have a local body. We have people outside of our local body that are doing things. And we have to be careful to not cross those lines. Now, you might be wondering why this topic's coming up. Well, again, it mainly is a danger today. You know, I live in America. Without mail, email, and the internet, I have no clue who's out in the world as a believer. But because of mail, the internet, email, technology, my website, we know people all over the world that contact us, and that's the goal. We want to send the gospel out. And with the thousands of denominations, over 40,000, long distance, if you're not careful, the outer circle, people claiming they're of Christ, versus face-to-face local bodies that God designed and established, can create a lot of problems. Oh yeah, we're going to talk about the problems it can create. You can have contacts all over the world, but you don't know these people. You can't prove, you can't test. There's no accountability. And we're in an age of great deception and deceivers. So we got to be very careful. What's the purpose of the New Testament body? There's a lot of purposes. Edify each other for ministry. I should say, what's the goal? Here's a good goal of the New Testament body. 1 Corinthians 1:10. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, that there be no divisions among you, that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. All right, I can tell you from years of trying, this is very, very hard to attain in person with all the heresy and deception today. It's virtually impossible. I said virtually, not totally. It's almost impossible to do it even long distance. I've experienced this over and over. In a local body, you've got a much better chance where there's accountability, testing, proving, than long distance where there's could be lots of deception and confusion. A local body, it's a lot easier. There's no doubt about it. It's how God designed it. We have found in our ministry that face-to-face is a great help. Why? Purges out issues, builds trust and confidence. It helps people get over sins they need that they don't even see, that you couldn't see over long distance. Versus long distance, you don't see a lot. People end up living and walking in a lot of sin, and you think you're close and united to them. And it's a bad situation. So I thought it might be good to cover just some of the, just a few of the dangers because of the internet and technology and communication of long distance, the outer circle where people are far away, countries away, let's say, where you can't meet face to face. Number one, not knowing and seeing the real fruit of people's lives. That is huge. Two, people can be deceivers, not who they say they are. We've experienced this with people. It's real. It happens. How about this? Wolves. False teachers can get in long distance. Let me give you an example. If I've got close brothers that trust me, and I introduce them to somebody quickly from a long distance, and I don't fully know this guy, and I haven't vetted him out because I don't see him, I can't prove everything, and he infects us with a bunch of bad doctrine, I failed the local body. I got to be really careful of that. And so we have to walk and be very, very circumspect when it comes to that. Accountability to sound doctrine, very hard long distance, just over a video, just over a phone call, just over an email, very hard. Trust and drawing close is a real challenge. It's close to, I said close to impossible, not totally impossible, very rare, versus the local body life that God designed. And I would say it's a rare person that is truly biblical, because there's a puny few, that has the desire, drive, and zeal to overcome everything that long-distance situations from the outer circle create, to ever be able to draw close and do it locally and build trust. It's just we're living in a complicated world. We can't travel the way we used to anymore. COVID's caused a lot of restrictions, visas, and all these things. Shots and vaccinations, it just makes it very hard these days as we try to obey the laws of man, even as we follow and serve Christ. And then the last one, confusion, is usually what we find as a result. Massive confusion. 1 Corinthians 14:33, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the ecclesia of the saints. Yeah, we don't want confusion in our body, saints. We don't want that whatsoever. So I just need to make a note here. While we dearly love all the people, we love everybody in the world. We're supposed to love our enemies. But we love all the people that claim Christ all over the world. And we'll communicate. We will. And we'll continue to edify them daily at our body's website, don'tperish.com. All the brothers and the sisters can add content to it to edify people so the Holy Spirit can be speaking through all of us, not just me. We can't pretend, though, via long distance, somebody's in Africa or Australia or someone's in Europe or far South America. You know, even Canada and Mexico and America is a lot closer. These are friendly countries that can travel. These other countries, a lot harder to travel to. We can't pretend a person from the other side of the world can become close in the inner local body, in accountability, in that place. And here's an example. Ready? Try having a wife over the internet. It's not the way God designed it. It's not going to work. Try being a father or a mother over the internet. It's not going to work. It's not how God designed it. God designed the local body, people to be accountable to each other face to face if possible, but at least in a proving ground, committed, loyal, loving, close relationship. It's just not God's design. Now, Paul wrote letters. Yep. He encouraged from long distance. We do that. Paul traveled to go see those people. And so it's a little bit different situation. It's really hard for me to travel to Africa. And while someday I may end up doing that, right now I'm not. And so it's a little bit different for me to manage my ministry around America than I would be doing it around the world. So God designed the local body. It's his plan. See Jesus and the disciples and the New Testament and the ecclesia bodies all over in Scripture. Go study that, and I think it'll help you. So ponder the parameters of the universal outer body that God adds to by the gospel that we have no say over versus the inner core of a local body that you indeed and I indeed have a say over who we unite to. Who we see in sin, who we see in false doctrine, or who we see walking and striving and learning and going, yeah, we can unite to those people because they meet what the New Testament body is and how it's been established and the doctrines and the instructions and how it can be done. So I hope that helps you understand. We're having some challenges. We've always had challenges with the long distance versus local, and we're just establishing this, some parameters for our fellowship. Who's in the outer circle? Who's in the inner circle? We love everybody. We'll encourage everybody, but there is differences on relationships that we have, and if you understand it rightly, I think it will help you a long way in your faith walk. And I encourage local body fellowship, if at all possible. If you're around the world and you're cut off and you're all alone, our website is there for you. You can email us. We will encourage you. We'll do everything we can for you. But it's not the same as a local body setting. And I just wanted that to be clear. So I hope that blessed you. Check out all the other resources. Most importantly, the gospel. And then go to our very popular, and the reason I say it's popular only by a small number of people. When I say popular for our website. We're not popular in the world. The most popular thing on our website, I should say, is our ecclesia gathering. There's many people that see how saints can gather, many men can add, how we can teach sound doctrine, and we can have closeness. And check out the ecclesia gathering, and that is one of our most visited sites. We're not popular, but it is a visited site that helps people walk in the ways of God. And one man emailed me and said, this is the closest thing we have to a local body fellowship. And he's on the other side of the world, and he thanked us for what we're doing there. So I'm going to leave that right there. Hope it blessed you. Let me know if you have any questions. You can email me. Check out everything at don'tperish.com. Love y'all. God be praised.